Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
We're late.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
There is intensity.
There was an intense... Heather was having an intense conversation with somebody on the phone who I think wasn't... I don't know. Something controversial about the... I think the phone interview she took this evening on Queer FM. So she just switched phones.
Yeah, but we didn't... I felt like that was an important conversation.
It sounded like an important conversation.
And it's not like we don't often go overtime anyway, so...
So welcome.
Welcome.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And this is transmission number 42.
Yes,
42.
And I'm Mbot.
And I'm Sbot. this is a continuation from our... You know what? Actually, the last show... I think Maxwell took over for us.
Yes, we had a fill-in. But the show previous to it, mm-hmm. We did what we like to call a artist-to-song word game poetry project.
Part one. Part one was the last show now.
And do you want to explain what that is?
This is what we did. I want to explain how we do it yet.
Okay.
But what we did is we took a word from either the artist, song, I think the first time around it was only artist or song,
mm-hmm.
and we just linked it to another artist or song, and it got us through the entire show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we're going to continue. Or essentially, we're going to continue exactly where we left off with the song that we'd intended to end with on the last show, which we didn't get time to.
Yeah,
because we chatted as we are now.
Yes, this is true. So I guess you could call this an artist or song word game poetry project.
Part two. Continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Strikes back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
So I feel like we should just get into it because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
So here is transmission number 42. And the theme is...
Will?
Me? Yeah?
Past world news.
Mountain pieces. So if you listened to the show last time, our title was pretty similar to that, and it's just the words that we use to link our show.
Oh, it's sad that we have to explain it at all, but it's true.
That's true.
It's true. It doesn't make much sense at all, but it's kind of fun for us to come up with a fun way to say all the words together.
It's true.
It's the enjoyment we get out of the show, out of planning the show. Okay, so the artist we had intended on ending with the last time around was The Shins, and the track was The Past and Pending. Which I think was
it
the
was,
past.
Yeah, right? It was past. Linked to of Montreal's track, The Past is a Grotesque Animal.
That's right. So that's what we're going to start the show with.
Yeah. So this is off of O Inverted World.
And this is The Past and Pending.
Shins.
Someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face. And some foreign candle burning in your eyes. Fog, another low road descends. away from the cold dust, your house in summertime. Blind to the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of my blood betrays the reckless round. Turned every stone, and for all our invention in matters of love lost, we've no recourse at all. Blind to the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes.
Whiteout thing. It's funny because we both have our laptop set up to be working on this, but MBot still insists on having and taking notes and having a little like whiteout. She refuses to cross things out. Everything needs to be like whited out, which to me looks more obvious because it looks like you're trying to cover something up. But
I don't like.
I embrace my mistakes.
I don't like it. I don't like that.
Okay, that was just The Shins with The Past and Pending from their first full length, I believe, O Inverted World on Sub Pop, which is still very dear to my heart.
Mm.
The now defunct The Shins.
I know, it's sad. So from that, we are going to, I guess this is sort of where we started to pull things from album names.
Yeah, we cheated a bit.
We cheated a bit. Sometimes things like Shins doesn't get you very far in the word poetry game.
Something like the seemed too broad.
So we pulled from the title of the album World.
Mm-hmm. And we've used it in, I think this is one of the only bands that are new, I think, of all of these. Yes. This is a brand new band. They're called The Local Natives. I've just been listening to them for the past couple weeks. The album's called Gorilla Manor. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid. I enjoy it. It's been said to be fairly like Afro poppy because it has African drum sounds throughout, which is fine. It's good. They have a Talking Heads. Speaking of like Afro pop bands, they have a Talking Heads cover on it as well. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. It hasn't totally sunk in, but it's getting there. And the name of the track is World News. Let's listen to it.
Let's listen to it.
Is there an ashtray out here? Or what?
Can we smoke in here?
Yeah, Eric's got those pockets.
The good times.
Yes.
Release the good times.
Kill it!
I killed it! What the heck? What is going on?
We made a mistake.
No, I didn't. I pressed it and I was like, why is this sleeping? And I was like, oh, I messed up with the CD in the wrong track.
You can't put white out over this one, M-Bot.
No, I can't. Oh my god, why is it doing that? Why would it fall asleep?
What
on
a
me?
Future tease! That's still to come. That's still to come.
Never mind.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Here
forget
we go.
It.
This is the Local Natives with their track World News.
All right.
The lane next over is always faster.
Sleep again?
I can't believe it fell asleep and I messed up.
We messed up a little bit.
And then I was too distracted because the Modest Mouse album had 29 tracks.
TV on the radio?
No, don't give it away.
Forget it. All right, that was just the local natives with world news from their latest album, Gorilla Manor. You know what? I realized when listening to that song, when we actually played it, is I feel like they're a combination of like too many other bands, like too many other like contemporary pop bands.
We did say that this was a pretty like indie pop heavy show.
This is a very indie pop heavy show, and that sounded like, I don't know, it sounds like almost too much like a Fleet Foxes in terms of like the vocals. I don't know. I'm not totally sold on it.
But did we say indie pop or indie rock? Same difference.
Indie rock. Yeah, it's, you know.
All right, let's move on. Okay, so from that track, we're going to pull the word news out of the title World News.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving it to Modest Mouse.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? That's so funny. It's not like we played...
It's like I just heard a little bit of it.
It's not like we played it just about 2 minutes ago or anything by accident.
That's okay. That's okay.
Because CD2 fell asleep.
That's okay. That's okay.
anyways, so we're playing The Good Times Are Killing Me off of Good News for People Who Love Bad News.
Which is probably my second least favorite. No.
Oh.
No, that's a lie. I said that totally the wrong way around.
I don't know what you're
saying.
It is
my second most hated Modest Mouse album, although it does have some standout tracks.
Yes, I feel like a lot of the things that we're playing today is kind of like that.
Maybe.
I feel like you
but
said
it worked
that
for the game. It worked for the game.
Yeah, but I feel like you said that earlier, or you will be saying that later.
I will be saying that. I will be saying
You'll
that
be
later.
Like, this is not
you
a
know
great
what? I'll
album.
Be saying that later about almost all of these albums, actually.
But that's not what the point of the game is.
The point of the game is to pick up some standout tracks that have words that work.
That link each other.
That link to each other is the game. So let's get to it.
All right. So I'm going to play it for real. CD3.
CD3. This is Modest Mouse with The Good Times Are Killing Me.
Is there an ashtray out here? Or what?
Can we smoke in here?
Yeah, Eric's got those pockets.
The good times.
Yes.
Where is the good times?
Killing me.
lunch time, we talked all night. Oh, but what the hell did we say? Up with all that LSD room. Need more sleep than coke or methamphetamines. Late nights with warm whiskey. Guess the good times, they were all just killing me.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I want to be your old lover. I want to be your man. I want you to understand.
Okay.
Whoa.
We're back.
Whoa, indeed.
All right, that was just Modest Mouse with The Good Times Are Killing Me from Good News for People Who Love Bad News. I gotta say something. I feel a little bit bad that I said it was my second most hated Modest Mouse. I don't hate any Modest Mouse album.
So were you better off saying it's your second least favorite?
It's my second least favorite. That's true. It was my second least favorite.
It's a little bit less harsh, I think.
Well, I get upset sometimes. Modest Mouse has gotten progressively worse since The Moon and Antarctica. It's just gone plummeted.
Yeah, but sometimes, question for you. Mm. Is it that Modest Mouse has actually gotten worse, or is it that they changed and you didn't like what they changed into?
They got worse. I know this because even on the EPs that get released between albums, which I feel like has the room for more exploration, or like they're not banking on sales, they still have the same like radio friendly sound that kills me.
Yeah, but perhaps
I don't know.
It's more radio friendly and therefore more people really love that album.
There's there's nothing to lead me to believe that it's still in them to make the kind of music that they did.
You know what? I have absolutely no opinion on this at all. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't even care.
Regardless,
it's not like I don't care. I just don't have an opinion.
I always anticipate something new, and then when it gets released, I'm like, oh, why did I even get my hopes up?
I just feel like a lot of bands leave me feeling like that. Not every band is like Animal Collective or this next band we're going to play.
Good one. Wait, quick side note though. Okay. For instance, The Flaming Lips, signed to Warner Brothers, had a super commercial album with At War with the Mystics, and then threw it all away for the last album, which is one of the most experimental albums they've done. And still on a major, major label.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the label. I think it just has to do with...
You don't think it has to do with, like, pushing for sales? We need a single? We need a couple singles out of this?
Well, I don't know if it's pushing for sales as much as just wanting to, like, have that success of being super radio friendly.
Well, then, Isaac Brock, you sold out. You sold out! All right.
Unlike this next band.
Unlike this next band.
Which I also feel is on a major label, though.
That's fine. I know. No, that's fine. Flaming Lips were a perfect example.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the next band is TV on the Radio, who I think always consistently puts out an album that I'm pleased with. And that it's not like it's better than their last album. It's just as good, if not like a totally different sound, but still great. Yeah, yeah.
And this is the thing. Also, with Modest Mouse, it's not the fact that their sound has become more polished, because you can still, Animal Collective, TV on the Radio, their sound has gotten, it's seemingly more polished,
yes.
but it's still complex, like there's still a level of integrity to the songwriting that's not there with Modest Mouse anymore.
All right, I give you that. I feel like this is such a weird show. A, we've never, like, full-on...
What
are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
And we also have messed up like 5 times.
I know. It's a good one.
It's a good show.
These make for the best shows.
Yes, it's true. So TV on the Radio is next. This is off of Return to Cookie Mountain. And we're pulling the word me from The Good Times Are Killing Me. And we're going to play Wolf-like Me.
Which is one of the most amazing songs that's been released within the last 5 years, I'm going to say. It's probably yes. It's probably in my top three.
Is it in your top three TV on the Radio songs?
It's my number one TV on the Radio song.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. You know what mine is? Do you know what mine is?
Is it an old one?
Yeah.
Is it from OK Calculator?
No.
Okay, not that
The one about
far.
Robots?
Maybe.
No, Young Liars is probably my favorite.
That is
still.
That is an amazing track. And they did that, and they pulled that out at the Malcolm Bowl, didn't they?
I know, when we went to go see TV on the Radio last year, and they encored with pretty much the entire Young Liars EP, yeah. And I almost lost my mind.
That was a fantastic show.
It was so good.
That was really good.
And it really put, I feel like we talked about this before, but it really like made me realize how long I had been following them, when a lot of the younger, not that we're terribly old or anything, but a lot of the younger... people in the audience
had no idea
yeah, that Young yeah. Liars even existed, and I was like, are you crazy, like I bought this EP the day it came out.
It's true.
Anyways,
I feel like there could even be another rant about that, about people who listen to younger listeners of music now have it, they're introduced to music in a different way than we were.
That is true. Okay. All right, we need to stop. we're gonna get through like a quarter of this show.
Okay, this is TV on the Radio with Wolf Like Me.
How?
Take some bloodless tanks and break up slice cake. to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I don't know what I feel about that.
Energy tips. I think that's okay.
I guess so. I wasn't prepared for that. It wasn't like, woosah, woosah,
I know.
Film sock.
It's true. It was like right, cut right to the heart. Energy tips.
Pulled on my heartstrings.
All right. Let's reintroduce ourselves.
Okay. So if you're just tuning in, which I don't know why you would be because it's pretty much done now.
Yeah, like, don't bother. You're not even going to get this show.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM. And I am I'm S-Bot.
Are you?
I was reading something that started with an M and it threw me off.
I'm M-Bot. For reals. And this is our artist of song word game poetry project.
Part two.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
I don't know.
It wasn't me though.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, that was just Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio from their album Return to Cookie Mountain. And from that, we're gonna pull Mountain because we decided that we could pull from album titles. And we're gonna go with. Do you want to do this one?
No, you do it.
Yes, we're gonna go with the Unicorns with their track "Ghost Mountain" from "Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone." There hasn't been a band that sound like this since they broke
no.
up. They've tried,
or really before either. Would you say?
I can't place anybody, and I feel like there's so many like different. Bands have come out of this band and none of them have really achieved what the Unicorns did with one album.
Mm-hmm. What track is this?
Ghost Mountain.
I know, but which number? Do you know?
Oh.
I hope this is right. It's one of those ones I was like, is it backwards?
It's tough to trust the back of a
I know.
Of an album.
Well, let's hope that it's right. If not, it wouldn't be terribly
wait, off for this show. Wait.
Is it three? Is it three? Is it three?
Wait, this is like the worst thing you can ever do on air. Wait. It is three.
Okay, great. We have it. It's ready.
Okay, this is Ghost Mountain by the Unicorns.
Did we say what we pulled it from? Mountain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, spooky.
I saw the ghost. things made tracks. Undid our footprints, even furrowed our flag, and we were gone. But what was on the top of the mountain? The mountain top.
The unicorns, and we've never played them before.
Surprisingly, when me and Mbot first became friends, we went to a show together in Victoria, and she was wearing a unicorn's shirt.
I love that shirt.
And I was like, yes.
And you know why I have that shirt? Because the unicorns played in Victoria right when I started university, but I wasn't legal and I couldn't go see it. So my friend bought me the shirt because I couldn't go.
Such a thoughtful friend.
Which is sad now because that was probably my last chance I could ever go see them.
Chances are, yes.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll get back together. They'll go on the list.
The list of bands we wish we had seen but before they broke up.
And seeing it was Clues was the other band. Islands and Clues was, I guess, came from incarnations of unicorns, but... Mm-hmm. Nothing really compares.
No.
So
that was the unicorns, obviously, from Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, and that was Ghost Mountain.
And this one's not that good.
I think this is good.
No, our link. We pulled the word will. We had a lot of options. There was about 15 minutes till we were going on air, and we picked will.
We ran out of time, okay?
And what we chose to use Will for is Heads Will Roll, which I'm pretty sure was the big single off of this album, which is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from It Splits.
It's funny because I've never even heard this version of it because I only ever listened to the A-Tracks remix of this.
Oh, yeah?
This is all right. It sounds more boring, though. because it's not...
I guess I'm remixed. Usually on the other spectrum.
I know.
Where I'm like, this sounds too crazy. This sounds too fast. I'm like in my living room on my couch.
And I'm just like, I don't know.
You're like,
this is sort of like dull.
Well,
I guess it was sort of a compromise.
It was
really, we were just like, oh my God, we have 15 minutes.
Go. We're like, go, pick it.
So yeah, that's what we're playing next.
Enjoy it. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll.
Heads will roll on the floor.
An epic video we just watched as we were playing the track there.
I'm so really surprised that worked.
It was a good, you know, in fact, it was like a visual link from Wolf Like Me, because the video is a werewolf
killing
people at a party and then killing or murdering the band. I chose to go with murdering over killing there. For whatever reason. I stalled myself. No, not just killing, murdering.
Murder. So that was Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll off of It's Blitz.
Yeah, and I think we're definitely out of time for one more. Maybe we'll get two in here.
Right.
So we are going to pull from Yeah Yeah Yeahs. We're going to pull Yeah. I bet you're thinking, given what we've played so far, that we're going to play Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, but we're not. Nope. We're gonna go right into The Rapture instead. And the track is Woo! All right. Yeah. From Pieces of the People We Love, which is an album I don't really like at all.
You know what? But this is a really great song.
But this song is a total standout. This song is pretty amazing.
I was checking the track name again, because it was another one of those where I was like, I don't know what this track listing is. Like, it's so weird. Look at it. How was I supposed to know?
I don't know.
I do. I love this song. This was such a, like, hipster anthem, though, about four years ago.
It was hipster nightclubs.
Hipster nightclubs. Lucky Bar.
Yeah, pretty much Lucky Bar, because we're both from Victoria.
But yes, I don't know. You're right. It's not my favorite Rapture album, but this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a very good one.
It's right up there with, for me, right up there with House of Jealous Lovers.
Oh, right.
From Echoes.
All of Echoes is very good.
Which one did you really like? I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think both tracks I like sandwich that one. It's the track before and the track after.
Oh.
Something with Spring in the title.
Oh, The Coming of Spring.
The Coming
you love
of Spring.
That one.
Coming of Spring is my favorite track off of that album.
You can't tell that we have both of our, like, iTunes open right now, just reading stuff.
What do you think we should do? Should we sign off now and then play the track?
Yeah, I think we should sign off now, just in case, and maybe we'll be back.
Okay. All right, you've been listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears. I just realized that because we're not actually finishing, the title didn't work. Again, because we missed the last one.
Right.
Right.
Well, you guys don't even remember what the title of the show was probably, so it's not that
I don't think we should redo it.
It's not that much of a concern.
All right. So, yeah, this has been All Awesome in Your Ears.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Sorry we're, like, crazy today.
Yeah. It's a little bit jumbled in here, I guess.
It's a bit jumbly.
2 weeks from now, we'll have a brand new show and a brand new chance.
To redeem ourselves.
Redemption.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, have a good night.
Maybe it'll be something different than an artist to song word game poetry project, but maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
we'll see. All right, so here is The Rapture and Woo! All right. right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're not Maxwell.
We're not Maxwell.
That's nine now. Okay, we'll take over the beginning of Maxwell's show.
Yeah, and we started 5 minutes late, so whatever.
Okay. This is our time, damn it.
This is our time. So we're just going to keep going with our word game poetry project.
We had one more to go anyways that we didn't get to, so yeah. We can finish her off.
So that was The Rapture with Woo! All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. From Pieces of the People We Love. And I was just saying that I feel like that came out right when I started to become a hipster.
Hipsterdom.
Or the start of hipsterdom, perhaps.
Yeah. I feel like the start of hipsterism.
It's like
hipsterisms.
When you started to not dance with your whole body and just dance with your head and slight toe taps with your, like, head. There was a lot of upper body movement, but not a lot of
hipsterocracy. That's what it was.
So, yeah. Do you want to introduce the last one?
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to pull from the album title, Pieces of the People We Love. We're going to pull Pieces, mm-hmm. and it's going to go right into Bits and Pieces by the Junior Boys from their latest album, Be Gone, Dull Care.
Which I feel like is both of our favorites off that album.
It's up there. This album was a real grower for me.
I'm still not sold on this album, to be honest.
I'm pretty sold.
I also think it's fitting that we're playing this considering our friend opened for Junior Boys like 2 days ago in Victoria, randomly.
And I guess they didn't play Vancouver, although they play Vancouver a lot.
Yes, this is true.
They're on the circuit.
But I don't know. This is one of my favorites off the album, that's for sure.
I think this album's very solid.
Maybe I'll have to give it another listen.
Maybe
I was a bit too attached to...
The other two?
To the other one, yeah.
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 I feel like this is a loungier album.
So this is Goodbye, It's Just So Good, though.
I'm not saying that's not good. I'm saying that in my living room, on my couch...
Well, of course.
This one sounds good to me.
You love that.
I don't move much.
Is it like how you went to see Deer Hunter and fell asleep?
Yep. I'll never live that one down. Super hard rock concert. I mean, there was some psyche stuff there, too. There were some times to sleep. I just slept through it all, regardless. Regardless of what was happening in the set.
All right. So let's listen to it.
Yeah. This is Bits and Pieces by the Junior Boys.
All right. God.
That ended more abruptly than we were.
I think we should just do what we thought we were going to do.
But do we have the CD here?
No, but I'll just look it up.
Okay.
I'm going to type. Oh, you're not even on. Are you?
I don't know. I don't listen to that. I don't have the headphones on.
We're not supposed to be here anymore. You're on now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The button didn't turn on. Sometimes the lights just don't turn on. Could have just been me having a conversation with myself, perhaps.
Okay, well, we're going to keep on going. We had tentatively gone this far.
Tentatively, though.
Tentatively. Tentatively only, which is why we don't have anything pulled for it. But we can continue because bits and pieces we noticed was and like the symbol for and, which I'm sure has its own name, actually. But the symbol for and was used, so we used that to find something else, and what we found was Neutral Milk Hotel's King of Carrot Flowers Part 2 and Symbol and 3. And now, hopefully, we're going to be able to play it off the internet.
Okay, but explain why we went back to Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh my gosh!
That was the point.
It didn't even make sense to me. I was like, okay, yeah. I love Neutral Milk Hotel. Let's do it. I didn't realize that it was coming full circle.
That's why I wanted to go. But then you were like, okay.
I forgot.
And I was like, why aren't you as excited?
I know. I feel bad. I should have been far more excited. This is what we started the show with initially. We started it with Neutral Milk Hotel's.
What did we play first?
Go to the book.
This is why I have the book.
It's good that you have the book because I just deleted it off the laptop.
We played Two-Headed Boy.
Oh, Two-Headed Boy. So good. Yes, of course, full circle, we've done it. I'm sorry, I know, this should have been me an hour and a half ago.
I was like, you're not excited at all.
Okay, we don't have anything pulled, we're gonna try one off the internet, hopefully this sounds good.
Okay. There's a lot of, there's a lot of silly videos for this one.
Well, you know what, we got some time here probably, why don't we go to that 1 through 3?
Okay. No, but then that's not how it goes.
Well, it goes in order. It'll be the first song, the second song, and the third song.
But is that how it goes on the album? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we're going to play Neutral Milk Hotel, King of Carrot Flowers.
Parts 1 through 3.
But then it doesn't have the little and sign.
That's okay.
Oh. Okay. All right. Hopefully this works. See, full circle. Okay. All right.
And then after this, if Maxwell's not here, we'll play something else.
All right. We're just doing this because we wanted to finish.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's going to work. It looks good. It's not like a live video or anything.
All right. So here is King of Carrot Flowers, Part 1, 2, and 3 off of Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Airplane Over the Sea, which we started this whole project off with.
Booyah!
Booyah! Oh, no, it's taking so long to load.
It's fine. It won't catch it. It's not a video. It won't catch it.
I don't know.
Let's try it.
All right.
All around your feet. go through the wave and undertow. I will float until I learn how to swim inside my mother in a garbage bin, until I find myself again, again. Oh, 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 oh. Up and over we go with mouths open wide and spilling snow. I will spit until I learn how to speak. Up through the door in the sideboard street, with them ever proclaiming, my, my own. Up and over we go, the way to sit so down, and I don't know. I will shout until they know what I mean. I'm in America, the dead dogs sing, and a synthetic blood.
All right.
All right. So that was the end. We managed to come full circle in a jumbly, jumbly mess.
That's right. Only 15 minutes over. We've done it. If you're still listening, we did it.
So that was, of course, Neutral Milk Hotel with King of Carrot Flowers Parts 1, 2, and 3 off of In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, which is what we started our trek on.
Brilliant. Truly brilliant.
So, yeah, we're going to leave you for realsies now. Maxwell is not going to be able to come in tonight, but we're going to play a broadcast, a broadcast of Mondo Trasho from December 2006. And then after that, at 10, DJ Smiley Mike will be in for with Transcendence. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So enjoy a 2006 version of Mondo Trasho.
Bye, guys.
End transmission.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
All right. So that there's not going to be just dead air. We're trying to play something off of the website right now, but we're having technical difficulties. So while MBOT looks for Mondo Trasho, here we go. We're back to it. It was the worst. I was going to have to just kill time, which is my my most hated thing to have to do.
It's not loading.
Well.
Oh.
All kinds of things are happening here. I know you'd prefer to be listening to music right now, but instead you're just listening to us talk. Should we put on a track of some kind while we try to get this loaded?
Sure.
Oh. I see.
No, I think this is Rhythms India. I think it's just.
I can hear it.
No, it's because we're on air.
I know, but I don't know what's happening.
Oh right.
Lakhon mein kis ek phool mein.
So this is going to be a little bit of some old Rhythms India, and then after that, I think Mondo Trasho will be on.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here it is.
Like yes.
Uh huh. Shut up.
don't understand why everyone keeps calling us sluts.
Me neither. I'm a good girl.
Yeah, me too.
I just went to church the other day.